It's time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. We welcome in our friend Mark Callen from Eastern Maine Sports on the road in search of some high school basketball tonight. Mark, welcome. Good to talk with you again.
Hey, good to talk to you, Rich. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too. Happy Groundhog Day. I guess spring is here. Winter's over, right?
Yeah, we're going to base it on a road again this year, and I guess we're all done.
There we go. Simple as that. So you've got a good one coming tonight. Tell us about who you'll be broadcasting and how you size up the game.
Oh yeah, we only got three games left in our regular season, Rich. Tonight,
wow.
Girls game in Gilford, Stars at BCHS. You know, Stars is still playing for something. They're trying to get a home prelim game in Class D North, and BCHS. You know, the girls team hasn't had their full squad much this year, so they're kind of playing out the string here. But they definitely play hard, and it should be a close game tonight.
Excellent, excellent. What else is on tap this weekend that we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, well, I actually got another game tomorrow morning. Well, I guess it's 12:30 start, so it's the afternoon. But Bucks boy, Dexter girls. Dexter coach Jody Grant just got his 300th career win the other night. You know, one of the best around, and, you know, definitely always a threat in the tournament. He's got a lot of talent, but it's because he builds up that program and gets it to what it is. And they host Bucksport tomorrow. That should be a good one. Next Tuesday, Old Town Orono boys will actually play the Pit at UMaine. So it's an 8 p.m. start. Should be a huge crowd, so I think that's why I got moved there. So that's pretty exciting. What else? Tonight, girls, Coney and Lawrence play. Tomorrow, Nokomis and Hamden, girls and boys play. So a lot of good stuff going around.
Boy, an exciting game last night, too, between the Howlers of PVHS and Lee Academy.
Yeah, big win for PVHS. They get an overtime win. Colin Hyden had a big shot. They do a good job. Jeremy Duras does a good job for them there.
Anybody out there, Mark, that needs a win or two here down the stretch to get themselves into the tournament?
Well, you know, still a lot of maybe home games still be those prelim games to be decided. Central girls and Bucksport play tonight, actually, and that's a big one. You know, both have a shot for a home prelim game. Like right now, they're battling for 9-10, but they could move up to 8. So that's a big one. And I also want to mention something that happened the other night. One of our games, the PCHS boys beat Dexter by 1. PCHS boys from Guilford might be one of the stories, the biggest stories around. They play 5 kids. They only have 6 or 7 on the roster, and they are 10-6, and you know very well could end up 12-6 in the get a home prelim game and have a chance to go to Bangor. So I just wanted to mention that because that's probably one of the better stories around.
Well, that's terrific. What about number one seeds? Anybody battling to try and lock up one of those here in the next week?
Well, I think they're maybe Class C boys. Callis, Machias are pretty close. And Class C girls, I think Dexter might have to win out, which, you know, they're favored in all three of their last games. But because Fort Kent girls beat Caribou the other day. So Fort Kent has beat Caribou, a very solid team in Class B this year, and the number one seed Southern Aroostook in Class D this year. So that moved them all the way up to number 2 out of nowhere, really. And you know, so they're number 2, and Matt Norcook's number 3 now. And so that seems pretty set. And Skank boys are looking to lock down Class D boys number 1. They play at Dexter tonight.
A couple other sports things I wanted to mention to you. I like the job that Jude Kelly and the University of Maine has done tying up a couple of their outstanding coaches for the next few years.
Yeah, that's no doubt the right thing to do. Amy Vachon and Ben Barr, you know, both doing a great job there. You know, Barr's got the hockey program, you know, back relevant and right where they need to be. And you know, when Maine hockey's good, everything's good, right? So that, you know, that's good. And Amy Vachon is. I'm not saying she'd go anywhere, but she definitely would have had options, and good to, you know, keep her.
And Theo Epstein back with the Red Sox. It's not quite the off-season move I was expecting, but at this point, I guess I'd take anything.
Well, has Theo ever gone anywhere or lost? you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think it's going to take long. I know he's not the GM and he's only part owner, but I mean, he's not going to, you know, stand for them just standing pat all the time. You know what I mean? That's not Theo, and he'll at the very least get in John Henry's ear, and like we gotta, you know, this isn't good for the image, isn't good for the product, isn't good for, you know, likability. Yeah, you know, so I do think, I mean, you know, there's still plenty of free agents out there this year. I mean, there's enough good free agents that would build a playoff team just from those free agents. So, you know, they still have options. Jordan Montgomery's still there. You know, they got, you know, I guess Dallaire, you know, they're going to go after. But I don't know why they really, out of all the things they've done this offseason, not getting, you know, the two stars, you know, the Japanese stars, that didn't really bother me because nobody was going to outbid the Dodgers, but there was no reason not to get Justin Turner.
Right. $13 million for 1 year, that would seem to me like a no-brainer.
Yeah, so that's really, out of all the things they haven't done or done, that's been the one that's kind of been the most frustrating because there was really no need of that. You know, but, you know, they can get a pitcher, get a, you know, maybe get one in as a free agent, one in the trade, and they can make things happen. But we'll see. But and maybe not this year. But I do think Theo, where Theo goes, Theo wins, and you know, it won't take very long—a year or two—for that to turn around.
Can't hurt to have him back, Mark. We appreciate it as always. Good luck in the game tonight, and we'll check in with you once again next Friday.
All right, thanks, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Mark Canlin of Eastern Maine Sports, with us here on Downtown. Checking out the high school scene and more every week, brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.